The Batman. How about that? Do you like that?
That's my music.
Little musical introduction for
you
there.
That's my music.
We are talking with the only man who could ever play Batman ever. You know, you're like Clayton Moore. You are just like Clayton Moore.
You mean the cowboy hat I'm wearing?
Maybe not quite as...
We don't have to tell anyone who Adam West is.
We won't.
Adam West is Batman. And just like Clayton Moore's a Lone Ranger, you can never take the cowl away from Adam West because he will always be Batman, at least inside of me.
Thanks, Dennis. That's really nice of you guys. I got a great pleasure out of playing Batman. And not only that, Clayton Moore is my father.
No.
Did you bring your silver bullet along by any chance?
I'm biting it right now. Let's thank you guys.
You can bite the silver bullet all the way through this interview. What did... your real name is Adam West.
Yes, Adam North, name me.
Adam North, Adam South, Adam East, Adam West.
And the list goes on
and on. That is kind of weird because we have an Adam North and an Adam West here.
We have a Warren West here, too. He isn't your brother by any chance, is he?
It could be one of them.
Could be one of them. How many Wests are there in the world?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Can you put that
in
the back
computer? I'm not one of those guys who goes into a town and opens the phone book and looks for the name and the relatives.
I got a typewritten sheet here with some questions on it.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if these questions will be... everybody will want to hear these. I want to hear these, though.
All right, Dennis, be selfish.
Did Burt Ward use a stuntman in the fight scenes? Did he?
Use him how?
Like a... Well, I've heard some stories about Bruce.
Well, no, seriously, where there's, a fight scene that involves maybe broken tables and falling off balconies and getting hit in the nose a lot.
Yeah.
He would use a stuntman.
Uh-huh. Would you ever use a stuntman?
Oh, sure.
Really?
Yeah, for the wide shots, you know. Normally a sequence in a film, when you're making a picture, will start in the following order. You'll do, and many people know this, you'll do a master scene or shot where you get 1, 2, 6 cameras set up, depending on how complicated and expensive that shot is.
Mm-hmm.
And if the shot is wide enough and there's enough going on, like being devoured by... man-eating clams, or frozen in giant ice cream cones. We will use stunt doubles because the next shot is liable to be an immediate cut into a close-up. And if you're bleeding, it's not too attractive.
Yeah.
Certainly not.
Right.
You were in pretty good shape, though. You could have done a lot of
What do you mean, were, Dennis?
Well, you still are. I mean, you still are in pretty good shape.
Yeah, I think you guys are really funny.
Adam North's favorite sound effect.
That's my best one.
Oh, I thought it was Adam.
Well, you never know.
I'll ignore it. I really do try to stay in shape. I think being a senior superhero. No, I think it's important. What a way to wake up in Sioux Falls.
Okay, I'll quit.
No, I'm sorry. It's fine, but
take his horn and his away.
No, I think it's important for any actor, if you play, as I have been for about 20 years, action-adventure parts much of the time, to stay in shape. Because if you don't, your body just ain't going to respond to what your mind tells it to do.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you go about staying in shape?
Some idiot director.
What do you do to stay in shape?
I run and jog about 5 to 6 miles every other day.
Really?
And I climb in the mountains behind the house. I started to say chase girls, but my wife might be listening. I go to a place called Nautilus.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard of those.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have one here in Sioux Falls, as a matter of fact.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Good. I'll probably go in later today or tomorrow.
There'll be droves of people there with you.
You bet.
Is that a West here? They won't wash the machines for 3 years after you've been there.
No, that's really funny what you said because there is...
Oh, wait a minute then. Okay. Here we go.
That's really funny.
Sorry I said that. There's a thing in the contract in Nautilus, you know, when you sign, at least to the gym I go to, it's sort of amusing because in the small print, like on the airline, it says, I noticed once on a ticket, no one admitted on board with a loathsome disease.
What do you classify as a loathsome disease?
Well, that's it. It's really crazy. Now, then at Nautilus, see, I notice in the small print it says, gym clothes must be freshly laundered.
Oh, that's incredible.
Anyhow, so I surf and I ski and do a lot of things. Really? I've always been sort of a jock.
Well, my daddy's about 45, and he's a jogging enthusiast, and he can outrun me, and here I am 19.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but he doesn't sleep at radio and TV studios.
Yeah, exactly.
For 1 hour a night.
only jocks would do that.
That's right.
1 hour of sleep last night.
I've got just one question for you, Adam.
I hope so.
Is the Batmobile in Sioux Falls today with the car show?
No, Adam. I've never done this. It sounded like an echo or something. No, I left the Batmobile in the Batcave. Robin is charging the atomic batteries.
I see.
This morning he was naughty. He's been chasing Batgirl, and I gave a little extra homework.
Only a power failure. Well,
maybe that's but not I, always I came, charging it.
Okay. I came here in the Batcopter.
I see. Did you ever actually drive the car itself?
Oh, sure, all the time.
Okay, I was just curious.
What kind is of engine? What kind is it? Can that really haul?
It really hauls. Yeah, it does. We've had it up to, about 32.
Miles an hour?
Yes.
Oh, that's fast.
No, it really did run, and it still does. Now we have 7 Batmobiles.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they identical?
Can I have one?
Obviously they would look alike. But.
Identical? No, because as I recall, one of them has hair.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
What for?
I went to a car show once. Now, you guys know that's why I'm here. Batman is in the World of Wheels at the convention center.
Right.
Go ahead and cough, Dennis.
Okay.
Turn your head and cough. So you just did that.
I patted my microphone down, too.
Turn your head and cough. That reminds me of high school.
That's right.
Oh, okay. Anyway. Turn your head and cough.
Anyway, yeah, there are a whole bunch of Batmobiles. They rent them out, you know, to like auto shows and they're in star car museums like in Chicago and Los Angeles, places like that. But one of them really does have fur on it. It's shocking when you walk up and touch
on the,
it.
On the outside or
the
interior?
Outside, for the finish of the car.
Really?
It has black fur. And I made a remark. The car was, I think, in Louisville with me or somewhere.
Yeah.
And I just leaned on it, and it was scary. And I
said, alive!
That's right. I said, that must be our winter Batmobile.
Yeah, right.
Okay. All right. How do you wash a thing like that, though?
Very carefully.
How do you send it to a hairdresser?
Does it get a permanent every so often?
Sure. You blow it dry.
There we go. That's what he was waiting for.
Shave a haircut, too bad. Okay.
What times will Batman be there at the World of Wheels?
At last.
We gotta go on TV in 5 minutes.
Oh, will the Cape Crusader get there?
Yes.
Will the Cape Crusader
does.
Get there on time? The answer in minutes. I always thought, who was the guy that did that? Desmond Doomsday was his name, I believe. Did you ever meet that guy?
No.
That's easy for you to say.
That's right. No, it was just a voice.
Just a voice. It's just a voice.
It came from above.
That's right. Disembodied voice. Nobody ever saw his butt.
Oh, no.
Maybe he didn't have one.
That's probably it.
The times Batman will be at the World of Wheel Show for all the...
Okay, this afternoon, Saturday.
Okay.
Will this
today
be heard?
Is Saturday.
Will this be heard today?
This Saturday? Is heard. We're live.
Oh, we're live now?
We are on the air.
We are on the air. I had no idea. I thought we were goofing around rehearsing.
No.
It's a good thing I didn't say anything bad. Yeah. No, I know.
We would have bleeped you.
Okay. I'm in there. Batman is there at 1 o'clock today. The box office opens at 12, and believe me, it's a wonderful show because the cars are beautiful and interesting, and these guys
cars.
Have done a lot of work on them, and they're just sculptures in metal.
Gee, unbelievable. I was there last year, and they had Chewbacca the Wookiee and Darth Vader.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were just some cheap costumes. I suppose they kind of went all out this year bringing it.
Well, baby, this time it's the real Batman in a real costume.
All right.
And
that's great.
I'll be there from 1 to 4, and tonight from 7 to 10, and then again tomorrow from 1 to 5. And then the Batcopter, I landed on the roof, and I'll be...
Of Kelo?
Yes, I'll be whipping out my Batarang, climbing into the...
Kind of hard to get rid of that, isn't it?
And my peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
And you put all that in your utility bill.
Oh, anything I need.
Anything you can
Dennis, get. You got the image.
You got a... I saw one time where you were counting the bullets of a machine gun. Do you think it's a trick? No, I've been counting the bullets. Do you remember that one?
Yes.
And you whipped out the bat shield? Where did you get the bat shield from?
From my utility belt.
Naturally.
Of course. I know, I have one question, and I think we're going to have to wrap it up here pretty soon. One question, do you know any of the background of Bob Kane, the creator of Batman?
Yes, I know that he's... one day, I was doing a show in New Orleans. And I'd brought in, you know, the conductor mm-hmm. and part of the key musicians and the yeah. dancers. And, I mean, it was a big show there.
Yeah.
And we were rehearsing, and I was standing in front of the band, and I was singing something, and dressed as Batman, you know, yeah. kind of a specialty number.
Yeah.
And there was a guy down below the stage, which was about 6 feet high, and every time I'd make a gesture to sing something, he would silently mouth it along with me or do the gesture. And it's kept up for about 10 minutes. And
really?
It got a little, you know, yeah. annoying.
Yeah.
The guy was really spooky.
Yeah.
All right, now, I walk off stage, I go backstage, and I start to take off my famous cowl, folks.
Yeah.
You know, the mask.
You do take that off?
Well, it's hard to take off, but yeah, I think...
All the latex rubber.
I pull off the cowl, and suddenly... It's snatched out of my hands.
Really?
And I turn around, and the guy's grabbing it. And he's wrestling it to the ground. He's trying
kill
to...
Kill this thing! Kill this thing!
He's trying it on. He's looking in the mirror, and he's, you know, doing all kinds of poses.
Yeah?
I say, who are you? What are you doing? Give me that thing. And he says, stop! I'm Bob Kane! No. I created you!
Really?
Yes.
I've known of instances where Ian Fleming, the creator of James Bond, had met Sean Connery, his creation, so to speak, live on the silver screen. I was wondering if you ever really met Bob Kane. That was the question I said, but you have.
That was the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Adam promptly went, Mama! Yeah.
And then he saw the fur Batmobile and he just totally flipped out.
Oh, really? We became friends, and what he created Batman when he was very young, you know, in the magazines.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And what happens, I guess, there's a whole psychological phenomenon there.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he saw me as Batman on television and in a movie, it did something to his psyche.
Oh, yeah.
It was like I was, in his mind, his very own creation.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. You, the actor, his...
Yes.
I can see that.
He had breathed life in me.
Really?
And it was a weird thing, man, for a few minutes.
I suppose.
Until
yeah.
I, you know, kind of sifted it out and put him,
yeah.
you know...
A little perspective
back in his
there.
Place.
Yeah.
Wow.
But he's doing fine. He goes around the country. The last time I heard from him, he sent me a large painting of Batman, and which is worth, I imagine, a great deal now.
Lots, yeah.
And he had an exhibition in Las Vegas
uh-huh.
of his paintings and things.
He is still alive.
Yeah.
Wow. I'd like to meet that guy.
He's very interesting. He still lives with Mommy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's very interesting.
Yeah?
Just he still lives with his mother, really?
That's what I hear.
Well, how old is he?
He must be, oh my gosh, he must be 50, 60, huh?
No kidding. That's what I'd say.
But he devoted, my whole point is, he's just devoted his entire life
to Batman.
To this character.
Well, hey, it's paid off. I mean, look, you know, it's
total phenomenon. I'll tell you guys, seriously for a moment, I am so grateful to this thing. Because I've been a bat now for about 12 years, and it's remarkable how it's caught on and how wonderful it's been.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
every generation and how it goes on.
Is aware, yeah.
yeah.
I pick up a phone to call Europe, and the operator immediately knows
yes,
my voice. Exactly.
Really?
Yeah, they'll say something.
Yeah.
You know, that ties into the show.
No
and
kidding.
And you never get your phone call made because they're going, oh, guess what? I got the phone here.
Yeah. I got another one. Everyone come talk
That's
to
right.
me.
That's right. I have to call from the utility belt or something.
Yeah, exactly. Just one of the more interesting people you meet here on 13K. Thanks very much for stopping in today. We got to go be on TV now.
Thanks, Dennis.
Adam, thank you very much.
Go out and meet Batman World of Wheels today and tomorrow. You got the times down, and we're going to turn it back to you, Adam. Thanks
a lot. Okay, thank you much.
Black...